We are back on Golf Today. J.R. Smith was drafted in the first round in 2004 by the New Orleans Hornets. He spent his 17-year NBA career. Over the course of his career, he won two championships, his first in 2016 with the Cleveland Cavaliers, and then in 2020 with the Los Angeles Lakers.
My Los Angeles Lakers, I might add. Following his retirement from the NBA, announced that he will be going back to finish his education at North Carolina A&T University, now a member of the golf team. And where do we find him today? Of course, at the PGA Show in Orlando. JR, it's great to see you. You know, you can do a lot of damage there in that Orange County Convention Center. What are you hoping to see down there in Florida today?
Man, you can do a lot of damage down here. For me, everything. I'm a club junkie, so obviously going to the clubs, trying to figure out what putter works, what driver works, bags, apparel. I mean, I'm an Oakley ambassador, so I'm fortunate to be, to be able to go to their tent, go see East Side Golf, to see those guys, see where they started to where they are now, and just so many different ways to change the game. And also, I'm a spokesman for my team, so I'm trying to see what equipment I can bring back to the school and figure out ways to get guys better.
I want to talk about the team. As I said, you spent 16 years in the NBA. You experienced a lot of high-pressure situations there. How were you able to take what you learned during that career and translate that to golf?
Just the discipline of doing the same thing over and over and over again every day and not getting tired with it and continuously figuring out ways to challenge yourself on a golf course. And for me, it's hard because it started off hard because it's such an isolation sport. It's not really a lot of people were going to the gym or going to the course, and you see, sometimes you're out there by yourself 5-6 hours and nobody to pass the ball to, nobody to rebound with you, none of them play one-on-one and have these little type of games. And so that part of it was really challenging. And once I was able to channel that and change that aspect into like literally trying to get better at one thing every single day, and it really changed my game.
JR, sometimes athletes feel a bit lost when they retire from their chosen endeavor, be it the NBA or the NFL or Major League Baseball. How difficult was it to say goodbye, and was that part of the reason why golf appealed to you so much?
Yeah, it's probably the hardest thing in the world, because it's like literally my first love. It was the first thing I really found that I found peace, solace, and so many solitude, so many different words in, the game of basketball. So once it was time to say goodbye, it was really hard to find what I was going to do next. I've always been pretty good at other sports, but I never really envisioned I would love a game as much or if not more than basketball.
Now, you were drafted straight out of high school into the NBA. We had a player last week in Nick Dunlap who essentially played his way onto the PGA Tour from college. What are the challenges of going from a very high-level competition at the amateur level to the professional game?
Man, for me, it was almost like not being able to fail, but also just not knowing any better. I mean, you go out there and just play the game as the way you know how, and I'm pretty sure for him, he was just hitting shots that he would normally hit, and it just so happened that he was making putts. And you almost have this blind confidence because you've never been there before. So you almost expect the work that you put into it to just come out and show at the right times. And for him, it did. I mean, congratulations to him. It was remarkable to see somebody like that at that level. It gives me so much confidence just going out there and playing against, my peers at the golf level. I mean, so many of these younger guys been bred into this game and have the tools to do it over and over and over again and shoot those scores. And I just sit there sometimes, I get defeated because it's like I know how much time they put into it. I know how much energy and effort they put into it. And I haven't even scratched the surface to be able to feel confident going into that. So for him as an amateur to be playing with pros like that and to be able to win a PGA tournament is remarkable.
JR, I know a lot of folks our age would love to go back to college if they could. What's been your favorite part and aspect of college life?
I would have to say just being around the youth. I feel like it really does keep you young and keeps you on your toes, and they hold you accountable. You know, it's not something you could just tell them, oh, I was this and I did that, and they're like, no, all that doesn't matter. You're here now, and you got to show and prove every single day. And for me, it was a respect that I've never had, or I'm not gonna say never had, but haven't experienced in a very long time. So for me, it's just that little knack of knowing I have to bring it every single day with my young peers is something I don't hold lightly, you know. And that's not necessarily just towards golf. It's towards education, it's towards everyday life, it's towards meetings, calls, so many different things. And the fact that the youth can remind you that you're still, you know, one of us is something I continuously helps me stay grounded.
And JR, you're at the PGA Show representing Oakley Golf, but I'm curious, what else do you want to see today? There's a lot of room to cover.
Honestly, man, there's so many things. I want to see the simulators. I want to see the golf carts. I'm a big golf cart guy. I got a club back home in Jersey. Unfortunately, they won't let me have my own cart, but I'm looking for another club down here in Florida that does allow carts. So I'm looking for something that goes really fast. I'm looking for a putter. I need something that works. I don't care. I'm tired of buying a $7,000-$8,000 putter that I can't make anything with. I'm done with that. I'm tired of the $600-$700 driver that I can't make anything with. If somebody has something here that's going to work for my game, I'm going to use it.
Doing a golf cart reveal on Friday, by the way, JR, if you want to come back and give one a spin. By the way, before we let you go, Brandel Chamblee's having trouble embracing the fashion of a hoodie. Can you talk about some of the great benefits of wearing a hoodie on the golf course?
Oh, it's the best look, I think. I just seen Oakley came out with a hoodie. That was one of the most exciting things I had. I'd be wearing it in the cold, especially for me. We play in North Carolina, we play on the East Coast. When it gets cold, you definitely need a hoodie, beanie, way more protective. And then also, when the sun's out, you don't want to wear a hat. It definitely covers it up. So just the swag alone, it brings it out.
I'm going to share that to Brandel when I see him. JR, enjoy the PGA Show and wish you a lot of birdies in 2024.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much. You as well. Hope you guys get some birdies, the Eagles, you know, do your thing.
No doubt. We're back on golf today. Jeff McNeil, a.k.a. the Flying Squirrel, began his career with the Mets in 2018, MLB All-Star in 19 and 22, and won the NL batting title Silver Slugger Award in 2022, played 156 games for the Mets in 2023, posting a batting average of 270, and loves himself some golf, Rex.
He sure does. McNeil was also an avid golfer and was a standout junior player. He competed in the celebrity division of last week's Hilton Grand Vacations Tournament of Champions. McNeil dazzled in his debut performance, reaching 138 total points after netting 35 on the final day in the modified Stapleford format. We welcome Jeff in now. You've been in a lot of pressure-packed, tense situations in professional baseball. How does last week compare to what you normally experience?
Yeah, it was pretty intense. I remember, you know, telling the LPGA girls who I got to play with, like, I don't know how you guys do this every single week. I just remember being on the first tee, super nervous. It's tough. You know, it takes a lot out of you. I would compare it to, you know, a playoff game. It's tough. You know, it's an atmosphere I've never been in before. So, you know, took some learning and, you know, but was able to get through it.
And you grew up playing golf, obviously, and baseball as well. I'm curious, what was your golf journey? How far could you have taken it had you chosen golf over baseball?
Yeah, golf was actually plan A for me. Wanted to play college golf, was lucky enough to play in 2009 U.S. Junior Amateur. I remember I was going into my senior year there, so was talking to some schools and some coaches, and was trying to do anything I could to, you know, make a golf team, you know, get an opportunity. And you know, there weren't too many doors open. I didn't play very well while I was out there, so right when I got home, I switched my focus to baseball. My brother is a big baseball player, so ended up playing on his travel ball team and played really well. And coach asked me, hey, you want to play some college baseball? I know a guy who may be interested, and said, absolutely, I'll take you know, anything right now. And he came out to watch me, played well, and had a college scholarship, so you know, took advantage of that.
I also read about that 2009 U.S. Junior. I think you had the opportunity to meet Jordan Spieth there. What was that interaction like?
So the first time I met Jordan, I think I was on the driving range in 2009 at the Junior Am, and I just remember watching him hit balls, and I go, like, that's way better than me. So it was kind of like, man, I don't know if I got that, but I got to play with Patrick Rogers in the tournament, so that was pretty cool. You know, seeing the success, you know, he's having on PGA Tour is awesome. So I know, you know, looking back on some of the names, it's pretty cool to see who I got to compete against.
To what do you owe your athletic prowess then? Were you a kid exposed to many different sports? Were you skateboarding? Were you playing football? You're obviously a very talented athlete.
I played just about every single sport growing up. Baseball, basketball, soccer, golf, those were my, you know, main sports. Never played football. I kind of owe it just to, you know, playing all those sports when I was younger, and just trying to stay athletic as possible. You know, I think it is, you know, kind of important for kids to, you know, play multiple sports and not get burnt out, you know, doing one thing, you know, year round. I think that's real tough and, kind of keeps everything fresh when you're, you know, playing multiple sports throughout the year.
Now, you have spring training coming up. You have to get back to your day job. But I've always been curious, can you play golf during spring training? Is there time? Is there any kind of window that allows you to get out and play a couple holes?
Absolutely. Love getting out with the boys during spring training. Especially early in spring when we're not playing a lot of games. You know, we're done by about 12 o'clock. So a lot of us are, out on the tee by about 1 and playing 18, you know, a lot of days. So, you know, even when once games start, if we're not in the game, we get to stay a few innings and then go out to the course. So don't play a lot during spring training. I play, maybe a few times a week. But definitely get out there.
Jeff, my wife's a Mets fan. How you looking for 24?
Like the team. We're going to surprise some people. We got a bunch of guys, bunch of new guys coming in, excited to see what they're going to bring. And, I think it's going to be a good year for us.
All right, Flying Squirrel, we appreciate the time. Congratulations. Enjoy that celebrity circuit. It's a lot of fun. We'll speak to you soon.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.